A lot of us have hopped on the social media bandwagon. We're using Facebook and Twitter to keep up with friends or pass along interesting news. But can tweets and status updates be helpful for your finances? Kimberly Palmer is on Twitter at Alpha Consumer, and she writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report. And I guess, Kim, you're not the only one tweeting. Banks are too, huh?
They are. Almost all of the big banks are on Twitter. So even if you're not tweeting at your bank, chances are it is sending you messages, updates, giving you news about what's going on in terms of consumer services. So it can be a useful way to get that kind of information.
So it can be useful, but there's a downside too?
There is a big downside. So where it's really useful for general information and updates, and if you have a general question or concern, you can tweet at your bank. The problem is that if you have any kind of specific question, if anything personal or private, you absolutely do not want to put that on Twitter, because Twitter is public. Anyone can see what you're tweeting at your bank. So that's the big shortcoming when it comes to customer service, because so many of our customer service questions and concerns, especially when it comes to our bank, are personal, and we don't want that information public.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us assume that when we're dealing with a corporation's Twitter account or something that has to do with a big conglomerate or what have you, that it's not a real person behind the Twitter account. Is there any evidence that with some of these bank accounts that there actually is a real human being sitting at the computer sending messages to us?
There is, and that is actually one of the upsides. So if you look at these big banks' Twitter accounts, and I'm talking about Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, they actually post the photos of the people who are tweeting there, and each tweet is actually usually signed by the initials of a specific person. So that's the upside, that you can actually feel like you're talking to a real person. But the problem, and this is based on an analysis that Javelin, the research group, did, is that most tweets to banks, that the response is actually a canned reply. So if anyone tweets a question or anything specific or personal, the bank responds in a way that is not useful. They'll say something like, please contact our customer service line or email directly, because we can't talk about this over Twitter. So that's where you see the big shortcoming. People are looking to get personal responses and help over Twitter, and banks are saying, you know, we can't do that because we can't talk about your personal information online. So in that way, Twitter just ends up being a waste of time. Instead of just going directly to the customer service line, people are wasting their time with a tweet, and they have to follow up with a direct phone call or email anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like the banks might be missing a bit of an opportunity there. I mean, I can understand their concern about talking about very personal information on a public forum like social media, but are there certain things that the banks could do to sort of open things up a little more and make their accounts a little more useful?
Well, that is such a good question, what the banks are all struggling with right now. It seems like where tweeting is useful is if you have a general concern, or if banks are trying to get out general information or updates to you, that is where Twitter can be leveraged into something useful. Where we saw Twitter really be useful to people who wanted to contact banks is during the whole debacle over the debit card fees. Bank of America, of course, you and I talked about, announced a debit card fee last year. And so many people took to Twitter to complain about that and really vent their anger. And then, of course, Bank of America reversed their policy and canceled the fee. So if it's something that you want to protest, and going public is a good thing because you want people to hear your anger and frustration, that is where Twitter can be very useful. And banks like Bank of America can respond to customers and get a sense of how people are feeling through social media.
And probably in a much more expedient way than they've been able to in the past.
Expedient, and also it feels personal. Like I said, you can see who you're talking to, so it doesn't just feel like you're talking to an automated system. People are actually behind the Twitter accounts responding to you.
Now, we mentioned that the banks are concerned about putting out too much information on a public forum. I guess the same applies for customers as well, right?
Yes. You want to be so careful not to ever mention your account number, anything specific that someone could use to identify your account or use to hack into your password. So anything personal like that, definitely you want to keep off Twitter.
All right. Thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report. She's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back. And you can follow her on Twitter at Alpha Consumer.